Imagine you're in a high-stakes game. The tension's thick, the stakes are high, and you've got a secret magic card up your sleeve. This isn't a game of poker. It's the art of negotiation. And your ace, well, it's thinner than a playing card and more Italian than a Vespa. It's the salami tactic, and it's about to make you a negotiation godfather and godmother. So grab a seat at the family table. We're about to make you an offer you can't refuse. We're going to slice into the strategy that's been winning the game since the Roman Empire. You see, the salami tactic isn't about the grand gesture. No. It's all about the art of nuance. It's not the thunderous slam. It's the gentle tap. Small, precise, and disarmingly effective. They'll never see it coming. Close your eyes and imagine wandering the cobbled streets of ancient Rome, where the chatter and the charm of the marketplace envelop you. Amidst the stalls, your gaze lands on a treasure, a wheel of pecorino, rich and ripe. But here's a twist. You don't aim to claim the entire wheel at once. Instead, you artfully request just a sliver, then another, each as modest as the last. The merchant, charmed by your modesty, obliges. Slice by slice, your collection grows until, lo and behold, the whole wheel is yours. The merchant, none the wiser, offers a bemused smile as you depart, wheel in tow. This, my friends, is the salami tactic in its purest form. It's the craft of accumulating victory in delicate increments. It's not about the audacity of a single grand demand. Rather, it's the cumulative power of many smaller ones. This tactic transcends time, from the Roman bazaars to today's boardrooms, proving that sometimes the greatest gains are secured one slice at a time. So you're sitting in a meeting, the kind where big decisions are made. You've got a mental wish list, a raise, more vacation time, and that stunning office with the Central Park view. But you're playing the long game. You start with the raise, and not some pie in the sky number that'll get you laughed out of the room. No. You pitch a raise that's just enough to be tempting, but not enough to break the bank. It's reasonable. It's smart. It's the first slice of the salami. Now, a few months down the line, when you've proven your worth with that new raise, you bring up vacation time. Just think, you say, a few extra days to recharge could really boost my productivity. It's a seed planted and it's growing. Then, when timing's just right, you make a casual observation. You know, the corner office has been empty for a while now. Seems like a complete waste of space. It's subtle, but it's there. The final slice. Now, before you know it, you're off signing on the full package. The raise, the days off, and the view from the top. And the best part, your boss thinks they've got a great deal too. It's a win-win, but you're the one with the whole salami. At the heart of negotiation lies the psychology of commitment, a silent conductor orchestrating each move and countermove. It's a subtle but powerful force, much like gravity, unseen, yet undeniable. When someone agrees to a small request, it sets the wheels of commitment in motion, creating a pattern that's hard to break. It's the first yes that opens the door to the second and then the third. Consider the simple act of eating chips. You tell yourself you're just gonna have one, but once that salty crunch hits your taste buds, the bag's as good as empty. That's because each act of saying yes to another chip reinforces the behavior, making the next yes even more likely. It's a cycle of commitment that, once initiated, gains momentum like a snowball rolling down a hill. And in negotiations, this principle is your silent ally. Each affirmative response, each nod along the way, is a step on the path that's increasingly difficult to diverge from. It's not about manipulation. It's about understanding human nature. We are creatures of habit. We are creatures of consistency, after all. Once you've started saying yes, our own desire for consistency propels us forward. It's a psychological commitment that, once engaged, is as compelling as the next chip in the bag, almost impossible to resist. See the whole salami. Navigating the negotiation table requires a keen eye, not just for the slice at hand, but for the entire salami. So always keep the big picture in mind. If you're only looking at the slices, then you're gonna miss the entire salami. It's easy to get caught up in the minutia, the back and forth of the immediate, but the real art lies in maintaining a vision of the end game. So this is where you see the whole salami. It's about stepping back, looking beyond the present to the future that you're carving out. Each slice, each decision should be a deliberate part of a larger strategy. If you fixate on the individual pieces, you might miss out on the opportunity to secure the entire feast. So always look for the big picture. Ask for the menu. When you feel the negotiation is being diced up, it's time to pause and ask for the menu. This is your moment to clarify the stakes. What are the full terms on the table? What concessions are being made? And what are the trade-offs? When you sense the slices coming, pause and ask for the full scope. What's the end game? What's this gonna cost you? By understanding the full scope, you're less likely to be nickel and dimed by a series of small concessions that collectively could cost you more than you realize. It's about understanding not just the cost of each slice, but the cumulative cost of the whole salami. And then there's the moment to be the chef. Sometimes you need to take control of the knife, just like a chef. Don't be afraid to slice back with your own series of asks. If you find yourself on the receiving end of the salami tactic, it's time to pick up the knife and start slicing in your favor. Now, this doesn't mean mirroring the tactic slice for slice. Rather, it's about crafting your own series of asks that build towards your ultimate goal. It's a proactive approach. You see the terms, you create the menu, and define the end game. And by doing so, you participate in the negotiation. You're leading it. Being the chef also means knowing when to stop slicing. It's understanding that sometimes the best negotiation is the one where you walk away with less than the whole salami, but exactly what you need. It's about crafting a deal that feels complete, that satisfies your appetite without overindulging. After all, a master chef knows that the perfect meal is about quality, not just quantity. So in essence, these tips are about maintaining control, not just of the negotiation, but of yourself. It's about strategic foresight, clear communication, and assertive action. By seeing the whole salami and asking for the menu and then being the chef, you ensure that you're not just another player at the table. You're the one writing the recipes, dictating the flavors, and ultimately savoring the success of a well-negotiated deal. The salami tactic is about subtlety and strategy. It's a dance, and you're the choreographer. So the next time you step into a negotiation arena, remember, it's not about the one big slice. It's about the many small cuts that lead to victory. And remember, the best negotiators are the ones who know that sometimes the most powerful move is to not play the game at all. Keep your goals in sight. And don't settle for less than you deserve. So are you ready to slice your way to success? I bet you are. Stay sharp, stay savvy, and turn those negotiations into your playground. Now, before you click away, let me ask you this. Are you feeling held back by social anxiety? Do you want to boost your career and elevate your social game? Well, then I encourage you to dive into our immersive group coaching program where we tackle these challenges head on, equipping you with the social superpowers and career catapults that you've been searching for. You can think of it as your personal think tank, where you get tailored advice that fits you just right. It's a space where your career questions and your social fluency inquiries meet their answers, and where you can make meaningful connections with people who are leveling up, like you. If you're interested, you can go to academy.exploring.co and join the Executive Communications Lab group coaching plan. And then there's our amazing community. So for those of you who want less of a commitment than the group coaching, but you still want a self-guided yet fully supported journey, then the Exploring Academy plan is your gateway. It's not just your average network. It's not just your average platform. It's more like the family that you choose for your professional life and your social fluency upgrade. A place where you can swap stories, share wins, make meaningful connections, and maybe even find your next big opportunity. It's all about connecting with people who get it because they're right there with you. So come join us. The water's fine. For that, you can go to academy.exploring.co and then you're gonna wanna look for Exploring Academy Plan. For those of you who like a good stretch goal, we've got the 33-day Executive Excellence Challenge, which is available to you on both paid plans. It's not about transforming you overnight. That's not how excellence works. It's about those small daily steps that add up to big leaps and lead you to succeed. So if this sounds like your kind of challenge, let's get you signed up. That's available to you as soon as you join either paid plan. So if you're ready to take things further, I'm right there with you. Let's make it happen. Check out the links in the description, or you can just hop on over to academy.exploring.co and see for yourself. Thanks for tuning in, and don't forget to hit that like button if you found this lesson helpful. Share your stories in the comments down below. We love hearing from you. And if you haven't already, subscribe to our channel for more insights into the art of communication, social fluency, and executive skills. Until next time, keep reflecting and connecting. Happy exploring, everyone.